When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
People, Hollywood here with another Friday quick fix. Today we're going to do a try this type concept. The idea during these type of concepts is to pick a song, a movie, a concert, a documentary, food, pop culture, pretty much whatever to talk about. On this episode, we're going to rewrite history a little bit. Think 1988. So the real history for Kiss in 1988 is that they're in the middle of a marathon Crazy Nights tour that lasted 130 dates. You got Paul, Gene, Bruce Kulick, and Eric Carr out there conquering the world. I saw them on this tour on March 28th and March 30th of 88 in Sacramento and San Francisco. Anthrax opened both dates. They were some awesome shows. When Kiss got done with the tour, Smashes, Thrashes, and Hits was released about a month later. Paul had already written some studio songs for it, so it was all ready to go. Then in 1989, Paul went on tour with a solo band, and then Kiss came back with a new studio album in 1989 called Hot in the Shade, and then went back on the road in 1990. We're going to rewrite that known history by pretending that Paul Stanley decided to release a solo album in late 1988, similar to what Steve Perry had done when he was in Journey in the mid-80s. Oh, I get it. We all love Paul, but Paul ain't no Steve Perry vocally. Gotcha.
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
So, since Paul's decided to do a solo album in late 88, anything that ended up on Smashes or Hot in the Shade could have ended up on the solo album. In my mind, Paul has it in his head to show the world that he, and only he, was all the success of 80s Kiss and wants to release a kick-ass 10-song CD and even has a plan to put out an extra bonus track for the Japanese release. First things first, let's name the CD. That's super easy for me. The Lone Star. Get it? Basically, the X-Star Child is all by his lonesome. Next, we need a band. For this recording, Paul's going to play all the guitars, including bass, and of course, he's going to provide all the lead vocals. Eric Singer's going to handle the drums and backing vocals, and the only guitarist that can do everything Paul needs guitar solo-wise without taking the spotlight away from the awesome vocal melodies he's about to produce is Bruce Kulick. So Bruce is brought in for lead guitar only. Now, the song sequence, which normally I don't really care about, has to be ultra important here because we're going to have a number one hit. See, we're foreseeing a number one hit. We're rewriting history. Just follow me. So we got to keep people interested throughout the album, but also you have to open with a track that is of the time, it's late 88, and blazing hot. So the first track is...
I'm gonna rise to it!
Yeah. now that Rise To It has opened the new album, the only thing to do next is bring some fun, so we're going to have Let's Put the X in Sex as the second track. Track 3 has to be Hide Your Heart, because it's also going to be the first single. It's going to do well, it's going to crack the top 40. Track 4 will be the second single, and it will be the number one hit on Billboard 100 in early 1989, because the record company is going to promote the hell out of it, and it's better than any other hair metal ballad out there. Here is Forever.
Pantheon Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
On to track 5. Paul wants to show Def Leppard ain't got nothing on him, so Read My Body is the perfect middle to the CD. Then, knowing that he's going to take a lot of shit for Read My Body, track 6 will be the wonderful King of Hearts. Track 7 has to be on the CD because no one liked it enough in Kiss to put it on a real Kiss album, and Paul always loved it, so we get Time Traveler. Track 8 will be the third and final single, a re-recorded version of the 1983 deep cut that should have been a single in 1983, another top 10 single called A Million to One. The second and last song has to be the deep cut everybody will be talking about the next 30 years. Oh my God, this should have been a single, they made a mistake, so we're going to go with You Love Me to Hate You. And the closer has to be Sexed Up, because it's 1989 and Paul is sexed up, so we get You Make Me Rock Hard.
I'm under a physical spell. I'm a prisoner and your love is my cell. Once I get started, I can't stop. I can't cool down cause this love is so hot. You make me sweat, you turn me around, you get me.
Hi, I'm Mike Judge, and you're listening to the Pantheon Network.
And for the Japanese release, the bonus track is going to be an unplugged version of I Still Love You, a la what they did in 1995, and it's going to sound absolutely awesome. So, just so you know the track listing in order, it is Rise to It, Let's Put the X in Sex, Hide Your Heart, Forever, Read My Body, King of Hearts, Time Traveler, A Million to One, 88, You Love Me to Hate You, You Make Me Rock Hard, and the Japanese bonus track is I Still Love You Unplugged. Now that's a kick-ass album. If you want to get an idea of what this album would have actually sounded like, it's set up as a Spotify playlist called The Lone Star, L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R, two separate words. The link is in the show notes if you want to check it out.
Yeah!
Okay, now back to reality. As we all know, none of this really happened, but boy, is it fun to rewrite Kistory. All you Kiss fans out there, let me know if you like the album, and please feel free to share what else you think should have been on it. That's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.